Ooh.
Boom, boom. Double boom.
Boom, boom. And I try a glass today. Football fanatics. Super wild card weekend. Or whatever.
Yeah.
The gruesome twosome again, you know, we feels like this happens. We get into the crunch time and it's playoffs and the big games and, you know, stuff's going on. It's hard. Kylie Munch the Dose has got, you know, work schedule stuff. So he's on second shift, so he can't do it this week. He said hopefully next week should be freed up. And well, Eric Wallace has kids and they've got sports stuff going on and he can't make it. And Jesse and Stewie don't like us, so they don't do it. Noof was texting me a little bit last night. He's like, sorry, dude. I haven't even asked about the podcast. He's like, I'm so over the Dolphins and football right now. It's like, he's like, I'm not even interested. I'm like, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that way too sometimes. Just don't even want to watch it anymore.
Yeah. Yep. And he'd have to be frustrated that, you know, on top of obviously he was a Herbert guy from the beginning, and obviously it's been documented his thoughts on Tua, but, you know, he gets through this concussion thing and he misses the last couple of games with the hip.
Yeah.
Which is the same hip that was the problem in college. And, you know, with the playoffs on the line.
Yeah.
So what they say, the best ability is availability.
Yeah.
So I get it. I'm right there with them. I mean, with the Bears, obviously. We talk about Noof. You know, you can record them and play the same thing back every week. I'm the same way. It's the same thing. So I get it. So just the gruesome twosome today. We'll do our best. We've got, week 18 in the books. We'll probably recap a little bit on the games for our teams. And that'll be it for us talking about our teams, unless, like, within the next couple of weeks there's coaching stuff potentially going on. And we're going to power rank all 14 teams that are in the playoffs. And then we will pick the games. So that's going to be the show.
And for today. Wallace, Kylie, and Jesse all provided their picks and power rankings. So I brought it up on the group text so I can read them off.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Very cool. So I don't know, we can recap week 18 really quick. I wanted to make a mention of something non-Bears. And you know, social media. So some of it you take with a grain of salt. You don't know how much was like any of the actual team or players. I think it was more fans, but there was a little bit. So, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Steelers Saturday night in an ugly game.
Mm.
And they needed help to get into the playoffs. They needed Miami to lose, and they needed Denver. Well, Denver was the primary team that had to lose. Denver had it in their own hands to get into the playoffs or not with a win.
Right.
But then next in line was the Dolphins if Denver would have stumbled. And Dolphins did lose again because Tua couldn't play. But Denver won. Denver rolled over Kansas City's Carson Wentz and the practice squad there. And I saw a lot of griping on social media that, Kansas City lost on purpose so Denver wouldn't get in and there should be an investigation. And, well, I'm here to tell you, if you're counting on some other team to lose or win to get in the playoffs in the last week, right. Tough shit. Kansas City doesn't owe you a goddamn fucking thing.
Right.
if they wanted to play the worst players they could play to keep Cincinnati and Joe Burrow and that offense out of the playoffs, that's their, to me, that's their strategic, they earned that. Earned that by way of that game not meaning anything to them.
Yep. And Cincinnati put themselves in that position too by, playing like shit for the whole first half of the season.
You got to count on somebody else to win. You can't expect, Kansas City's going to say, we got to play really hard and win so Cincinnati can get in.
Right.
You think Kansas City's any more excited about a divisional foe getting in? Because playing that team the third time is always tricky. So I don't think Kansas City looked at it that way. But if they did, they would have every right to do that, in my opinion.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think. I mean, they're worried about their own team. They're worried about their own situation. They don't want to get guys hurt, so they're going to sit them. Yeah.
And they played all those games kind of in like close proximity. They got guys banged up. Again, they earned the right.
Yeah.
By locking
people just
up
like
the
to run their mouths.
And people like I said, it may be more, I don't know if it's really the team or anybody on the team. I think it's, disgruntled fans crying on social media. A lot of it. So I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I just thought, well, boohoo. If Kansas City did say they don't want the bank, what's that?
Oh, no, I was just laughing. Yeah.
And if Kansas City did say, fuck it, I don't want them in, we're going to play the worst guys, more power to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just funny the way people cry. It's like, don't put yourself in the situation. How many bad teams did the Bengals lose to, too? I mean, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
They lost to so many teams that were not good. So they dug their own grave, man.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So I'll recap the Bears. I had mentioned that I wasn't, speaking of like sitting guys and not wanting guys hurt, I had mentioned I wasn't really thrilled, especially with Caleb playing. And I mean, worst case, and I know I'm just a fan sitting here that doesn't know anything. And I know guys want to go out and play, but I just, absolute worst case scenario would have been if Caleb would have blown an ACL or something. I mean, how awful.
Right.
And all the sacks he was taking. I don't know how many times he got sacked. They ran about 400 bubble screens in that game. I think they were trying to make sure he didn't get hurt. And Green Bay was playing to win too, which sort of speaks back to our conversation last week. We talked at what length do teams go to get the better seed? Like, depending on how far down the chain they are, right? I mean,
right.
And unfortunately for Green Bay, that Christian Watson blew his ACL.
Right.
He's a receiver. He's a deep threat. God, that guy seems like the guy's got like 3 catches for 100 yards every game. He's just that big play guy. And then Jordan Love got hurt in that game. Now he was towards the end of the game, he was actually standing there with his helmet, like maybe they were gonna bring him back in, and they never did, I don't believe. But it was kind of an ugly game. The Bears had a trick play punt return for a touchdown where they kind of decoyed a guy like DJ Moore, I think, was decoyed. Like, he was going to catch the punt. The punt went over the other side, and Green Bay chased DJ Moore, and the Bears scored a punt touchdown. It was the first touchdown of the game. But, I mean, I don't know. It was the Bears almost – they tried their damnedest to, like, do whatever they could to not win that game. They, I don't want to say they had the game in hand, but they were in pretty good shape towards the end, and they ran another bubble screen, and Moore caught it and fumbled it. And so Green Bay ends up taking a lead late. And almost a mirror image of the game they played earlier in the year. The Bears drive down. Caleb drives them down into field goal range. I think the field goal that got blocked in Chicago was 48 yards, and I want to say this one was like 51. It was just eerie how similar the end of the game was, except this time Green Bay didn't block it, and the Bears win, and they broke a bunch of streaks, of course. They broke their 10-game losing streak. They broke like an 11-game streak to the Packers. Might have been even like 11 just in Lambeau. The last time the Bears won in Lambeau was Jay Cutler. And I remember it was a really ugly game. It feels like we were on vacation or something. It seems like I remember Wander, one of the kids was down in Pittsburgh for some medical thing. Well, it would have been Philip Oliver, probably not even born yet. It was that long ago. And Cutler didn't have a great game, but Cutler beat him. And that was, I remember that game. I remember watching that game. But it was pretty cool to beat the Packers. They were trying to win, but again, Love was out. So take it with whatever grain of salt. I don't know. Does that get a monkey off their back for next year, where they maybe can say, well, we can beat Green Bay. It probably was in their head. Was it worth playing the guys? I don't know. Right. But I'm not going to lie. It was cool beating Green Bay. I'll give it that. It was pretty cool beating Green Bay and nobody suffering a major injury. So that was, I will say, I didn't like them playing the guys, but it was cool that they won.
Right. like I said last week, I was working Sunday, so I didn't see any of the Dallas game. I was kind of following it as much as I could on my phone at work. I was going to, because I have the NFL Plus there, and I was going to, they do them replays that you can watch. Oh, yeah. I was going to watch that after the fact, after I got home and that, and then I never even did bother doing that. I don't have much of a recap. I did see, like, I was just going by the stats. They played Trey Lance. And he seemed to have a decent game, just going by his stats.
I saw some of that on the red zone. He didn't look bad, actually.
Yeah.
There were a couple times he didn't look so good. But again, it's the first time he's played in a real game in quite some time. I didn't think he looked bad at all, really.
Yeah. And I did see Washington scored with like 5 seconds left to win the game.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, they were showing on the red zone. And that was one of the ones I think I had picked. Well, it was funny because I had picked Washington, and for some reason I thought Jesse had picked Dallas with you. And I was, Jesse, I think, was the closest person to me in the picks standing, which I have a pretty good lead in that at this point. But so I was like, oh, it seemed like Dallas had them like the whole game.
Right.
And then it was funny, they started Daniels, but they didn't do anything with Jaden Daniels, and then they brought Mariota, and I don't remember last week, I was like, I don't care, they play Mariota, he looked awesome.
Right.
And they just, Dallas had him, it felt like Dallas had him the whole game.
Yeah.
They just couldn't I think what happened is Dallas drove the ball quite a bit and ended up settling for field goals instead of touchdowns. Yes. And it just sort of opened the door for Washington.
I think they got down there. I think they kicked like three field goals pretty deep into the red zone.
Right. Yeah, that'll do it. And then that just left the door open for Washington to kind of steal it there at the end.
Right. And when the game first started, I saw that Lance was playing, and I messaged Joe. Said, you know, I said, "Oh, I see Lance is playing." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Fucked up thing is, it seems like they kind of did that because Cooper Rush had a bonus coming."
Yeah.
If he played, if he played like 55% of the snaps or something, and he was just short of it.
Well, no. So that was another thing. There was a big uproar on, Jerry's cheap. It was going to be like 80 offensive snaps.
Oh, okay.
And I think the average in the NFL in a game is like 50 some to 60. So it wasn't like they, I mean, I don't know. I think they decided we were out of the playoffs. Let's throw Lance in there. I would like to think they didn't do it because they were worried about this bonus. But I saw that too. But it was a lot. It was a lot of snaps. It wasn't like, he's 10 offensive snaps away.
Right. From,
I thought it was like 80. He would have had to play 80 offensive snaps in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, odds on he wasn't going to get to that.
Yeah, that's a lot of snaps.
Yeah. So anyway, other than that, I mean, you got McCarthy's contract is expiring. It may have already expired or it's expiring this coming week.
I think so interesting intertwining of our teams, the Bears requested an interview with old Fats McGee. And they didn't get an answer for a while. And then Jerry declined it.
Right.
So then the date that I saw was on January 14th. His exclusive rights with Dallas ends. And he has then the Bears could talk to him.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that, I mean, there must be something to do with, it must be different if you make the playoffs or not make the playoffs, because wouldn't that be fucked up if Dallas was in the playoffs and McCarthy's contract was expired?
Yeah.
So it must change depending, like, if you're it must have something to do with like a time frame after your season is over is maybe how the contract works, rather than like a set in stone date.
Right.
That'd
right,
be really
right.
Strange. That'd be really strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that throws some, like, I don't know that that's a dead set in stone that Jerry's for sure going to extend McCarthy. Who knows what's going to happen? It just means, yeah, I don't really want him talking to Chicago and taking a job till I decide what we want to do. But obviously, it makes you think he's got to be leaning towards it, or at least you'd like to think that he wouldn't just be like, no, sorry. I mean, I'm not going to sign him to an extension, but he can wait.
Yeah, I mean, nobody fucking knows what the hell is going through Jones's mind anymore.
Jerry doesn't know what's going through Jerry's mind.
No, I mean, who fucking knows? I've been seeing different guys talking about this on different talk shows and that, and they're all kind of baffled by it, you know, like, what is he doing? You know, why is he waiting right up to the last second, basically, to decide what he's going to do, you know, like.
Yeah. Are they kind of hoping that they can talk to a couple people first and then make a decision? And then, so he doesn't really want to let McCarthy go, almost like McCarthy. I mean, is he a back? Does he want to try to talk to Vrabel and Ben Johnson and a couple guys to get a feel?
Yeah. You know?
Or is he gonna? Who knows? Like you said, nobody knows. Jerry doesn't.
Nobody knows what's going through his head.
The only thing we do know is somebody asked him about, you know, if they would finally go with a general manager. And Jerry's like, no, when I bought this team, I bought, what did he say? Something like he bought occupation or something. Or part of it was that he bought that he was the GM. Yeah. Somehow he worded it. That was part of what he bought when he bought the team.
And, you know, like you were just saying a minute ago, you know, Newf's been on the same, you know, basically the same ride for a while. And you with the Bears have kind of been on the same thing. And this is my thing with Dallas, you know, it's like, you know, it's the Jerry Jones thing. It's like, I just, you just don't get a good feeling that they're ever going to go anywhere as long as he's running the team.
Yeah. It's one thing I've started to think about with this Bears carousel is like, there are just, and I texted the group, there are just teams that are thrive on dysfunction.
Yeah.
And there's no culture. That's why, like, part of me, like, I think I mentioned last week when they were wanting to talk to McCarthy, I'm like, would I like it? Probably not. But as I think about it, would I hate it? Probably not. I mean, you know, you can look at it. I mean, the guy's won where he's gone.
Right.
And then you could look, well, you know, why isn't he winning playoff games in Dallas? I mean, is there a culture there? Is there something, Jerry, you know? There's a lot going on there that could be holding people back. So, I mean, there's worse guys. If I had to power rank the 14 guys or 15 guys they fucking want to talk to, sure as shit, McCarthy's probably going to be in that upper half. If, you know, I had to pick, I'd certainly take him over some of the guys they're talking about. But
yeah,
it's just
with Dallas, and I think it's, because they always seem to get these recycled guys, you know, way back, yep. You know, back, they, you know, they got Wade Parcells.
Yeah.
They got Parcells towards the end of his, you know, career.
Yeah. Parcells, when he, I don't think Parcells' heart was in it all the way at that point.
No. And yeah. And Wade Phillips, and then they promoted Garrett, and he was there forever. And that's just what they do, because that's what Jones wants. He wants a yes man. He wants, you know, and he's the one that makes all the decisions. I saw, I don't know if it was a quote from him or what it was, but I saw something where the decision to play Lance was Jones's decision. And that shouldn't be a owner or GM decision. That should be a coach decision.
Right.
Who to play quarterback. You know, like.
Right. Who to play and who to sit.
Yeah. That's just not. It should not be his thing.
Like, if the GM wants to talk to the coach and say, hey, it would be, you know, we have nothing to play for, it'd be great to. What do you think about playing Trey Lance?
Right.
You know, that's one thing, but you know, I'm the owner and we're playing Trey Lance. I mean, you undercut your coach. It's just like, well, it's just like when they hired McCarthy and they had Kellen Moore in there and all the assistants, they like had to coach a year with it until McCarthy had, you know, had the authority or earned the authority to hire his own assistants and everything else.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I was telling people the last week, you know, I don't really have a problem either way with getting rid of McCarthy or keeping him, really. I'd be all for them replacing him if they were going to bring in somebody that Jones would let run the fucking team, you know, but it's just never going to happen, you know. It's so, if they get rid of him, they're probably just going to bring in, I mean, I don't know who it would be, but they'll probably just bring in another, you know, recycled yes man, you know, wherever Jones can find
him. You know, like, sure.
They're not going to get any of these, you know, you're not going to get a Vrabel or, you know, any of the guys like that, because they don't want to, I'm sure they don't want to go into a situation like that. And right. I'm sure they know it's like that. You know,
they're going to go into a situation where they have some control.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, like you said, he's created such a circus culture there. You know, it's just with the, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, a few weeks ago or whatever about, you know, the fucking tours going through the building while guys are trying that to work out in the gym. Yeah. You got people going by the gym with these big glass windows, like looking at like them like a zoo. Fucking zoo or something.
Yeah.
It's like, just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And like, he doesn't, and then he gets asked about it and he doesn't see anything wrong with it. Well,
anything. Anytime you hear him talk, he thinks he's doing things the right way, and we're heading in the right direction, and he's happier than shit.
Sure, because he's Businessman Jerry, and Businessman Jerry has turned the Cowboys into unbelievably valuable franchise. But there's got to be football Jerry says, you know, when's enough enough?
Yeah,
it's which just... he's not gonna. I mean, he's 80 some years old.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you ain't gonna wait now.
Yeah, he's not gonna. If he didn't learn his lesson with what happened with Jimmy Johnson and the opportunity that was there to continue to win Super Bowls, then he's never gonna see the light of anything.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, so that's my little recap, I guess.
Yeah, and really quick, the Bears coaching situation. This is just so typical. And I don't know what to believe when you read it, but they interviewed Vrabel and apparently George McCaskey, which I'm going to say about George McCaskey, the only qualification he has to be the owner is that he's George Halas's grandson, the guy that, you know, founded the Bears. This guy's a fucking moron. So for once in his life, all reports are he is totally enamored with Vrabel. Which totally makes sense because it's probably a candidate that's out of their reach. You know, I mean,
right.
Everybody's expecting him to go to the Patriots. I mean, that almost feels like a slam dunk. So it would figure for me that the first time ever, you know, this guy is like dead on the right guy. And it's somebody he's not going to be able to get.
Right.
If he's enamored with him, he should fucking throw everything he can to try to make it happen. Like, what can we do to bring you here rather than New England? We will change the power structure. We will do whatever. We'll pay you whatever. You know, is there anything that we can do to bring you to Chicago? If they're that enamored, which they won't go that far. They don't have the fucking guts. So we'll see. They talked to Pete Carroll.
Oh, really?
I guess they were impressed with Pete Carroll, too. It's just, if he wasn't 74. But then I think about it. They're going to hire some fucking coordinator that's never done anything. And that dude's only going to last 3 years anyway. So what the fuck?
Right.
I guess one of the interesting things that Carroll laid out was the possibility of getting a really good guy as assistant head coach that would almost be like a, you know, transition plan. Like Carroll coaches, and then they've got a coach in waiting. It could be interesting if they got the right guy. I wouldn't be totally opposed to it. There are some names out there that they're talking to that scares me.
Right.
Brian Flores. I mean, how in the fuck are you going to go with Brian Flores when he had the whole Tua debacle? He couldn't keep an offensive coordinator for more than a year. I remember Newf complaining about that. And you got a guy that, hey, Oliver, I'm doing my show. What's up, buddy?
Can I still do it tomorrow?
Do what?
That's what you said yesterday.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then after my podcast, I give you a bath. All right. All the Oliver interruption of the podcast as normal. Yeah, so Brian Flores scares the hell out of me as far as developing Caleb Williams, and that's just a joke. That's the guy I think they're going to hire, honestly. Now they're talking about this defensive coordinator from Miami Dolphins, who, what'd they do?
Right.
Then I read that the Bears might be willing to trade for a guy. Okay. Well, the three guys on the list that I read, and again, I don't know how much of this you can trust online. Kevin Stefanski from the Browns, who I like. I think he's a good coach. That'd be great. Mike McFucking Daniel from the Dolphins, who people didn't know if he was even going to keep his job. That vaping fucking idiot.
Right.
I think he is so overrated. I don't think he's a good coach at all. He might be one of those guys that is a good offensive mind, obviously, but makes me sick. And then the other guy was Zach Taylor from the Bengals.
Right.
Another fucking guy that if it wasn't the cheap ass Bengals would probably be fired. Like, you've got Joe Burrow. Congratulations. Everything that I've read screams that this guy doesn't have the locker room.
Right. Yeah.
And you want to hire, like, supposedly, you want to supposedly hire a leader of men type of guy. Oh my God. I saw that list. I'm like, you're going to fucking trade. And you're probably at the trade, like a first round pick for a coach.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me right now? So I just have no confidence that this coaching thing's going to work out. Another name I'm hearing is the offense coordinator from the Ravens. Which I wouldn't hate. He's got a lot of coaching experience, but I just
right.
I mean, try for Vrabel. I still like Ben Johnson. They're going to get cute and hire some fucking weird fucking Mark Trestman 2.0. And I have no confidence. So anyway, that's my Bears ramble. We'll see
Maybe they'll go after Kellen Moore.
You know what? I'm trying to think if he was on their list of guys to talk to. I mean, right. The list is so long. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be on the list to talk to. Fuck, why not?
Yeah. Right.
Christ. I would throw the fucking kitchen sink at Mike Vrabel and just say, you know, hey, we get it. You probably want to go to New England, but is there anything we can do?
Right.
To bring you to Chicago. And that includes anything. We fire Brian Poles and hire your own GM. We change the power structure, whatever. But they don't have the fucking stones to do it. Anyway. So, yeah. As we mentioned, the Broncos grabbed that last spot in the AFC. They thumped the JV squad of Kansas City. And then the other dicey times was the fucking – it was actually pretty exciting to watch on the Red Zone because they were going back and forth, was this AFC South division, because the Saints were on top of Tampa early, and Tampa didn't look good at all.
Right.
And then Carolina and Atlanta ended up being like one of the best games of the year. It was unbelievable. So back and forth. Tampa did win to get in, and Atlanta ended up losing in overtime. So that would have given Tampa, even if they had both lost. But Tampa kind of got their shit together and did end up winning. Speaking of bonuses, the last play.
I saw that, yeah.
They end up forcing a pass to Mike Williams so he would get like a $3 million bonus and get 1,000 yards to keep us longest years in a row. I think he's behind only Jerry Rice now. It's like, boy, what if some disaster would have happened?
Yeah.
And he either turned the ball over and lost the game and not gone, and maybe Atlanta would have won. And I mean, that to me is, but if I were an owner, I'd almost, now I get, it wasn't just the bonus, it was other things. If I was an owner going into these games with my team in the playoffs, I would say, we win this game, go to the playoffs. Any of these bonuses that are close are getting paid out regardless. But let's forget the bonuses and win the game.
Right.
You know, because I get it. I mean, that $3.5 million bonus, that's no jump change, man.
Right.
Not like Cooper Rush's $100 bonus that he didn't get for not playing the snaps.
$100 in a 30-pack of Lucky Streak.
Yeah, and a $20 gift card to the Victoria's Secret store at the Cowboys, which with his employee discount ends up being all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dallas, I see your buddy Zeke got picked up by the Chargers, which will be, I guess, a good segue to
get into.
Well, maybe we want to do our power rankings first.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we usually do that.
Let's do our power rankings first. How do you want to do it? Do you want to read the fellas first?
Yeah,
I'll go.
Yeah, I can read off all the other guys first. Let's see here. So, first up, I'll read Mr. Wallace. I'm surprised. I figured he'd have Pittsburgh at 14, but he doesn't. He has Houston at 14.
Houston,
yeah. He has Pittsburgh at 13. He has the LA Superchargers at 12. He has Denver at 11. He's got Green Bay at 10. Tampa Bay at 9. He's got the Bays back to back. He's got Washington at 8. Redskins, by the way.
Okay.
He's got the Minnesota Vikings man at 7. He's got the Rams at 6. He's got his man crush, Lamar, in Baltimore at 5. He's got Buffalo at 4. Detroit at 3. Philly at 2. And KC at number 1.
Yeah, really quick, we should have mentioned that pivotal game last week between Detroit and Minnesota for the one seed in the NFC. And
yeah,
boy, how about talking about changing perceptions on things like, yeah, Detroit's so banged up on defense, they can't stop anybody. And I, for one, finally picked Minnesota and gave them credit, and they had Darnold looking like Jets Darnold. I mean,
yeah, I'll tell you though. I mean, I watched most, I think I watched the whole game, most of it. Minnesota was moving the ball. I mean, they got down there in, you know, deep in Detroit's, you know, red zone multiple times. And I think they ended up they kept going for fourth downs. You know, they weren't kicking field goals. They just kept going for fourth downs and they just weren't getting them. And Darnold, to me, seemed nervous or
right.
He was just off. He was overthrowing a lot of guys. So I don't know. I mean, boy, if they punch in, I mean, it was like at least 3 trips down there, I think, where they, you know, went for a fourth down and didn't get it. I mean, if they cash in for touchdowns on those drives, that was at the very least going to be a real close game.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. They're moving the ball is my point. They just, sure. They just kept bogging down, which, you know, you could, you know, you can credit Detroit for that as well, I guess, but I don't know. I didn't think the score was
as big of
as indicative of, as indicative of the way that game actually went.
And look, one game doesn't make you a bad team all of a sudden after you win 14 games or whatever.
Right.
But I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody expected that game to be, you know, one of the games of the year. And it certainly didn't end up being that.
Didn't quite deliver on that.
No. See here,
Kylie's power rankings.
Kylie does have the Squealers at 14, and he has Denver at 13. Houston at 12, Rams at 11, Redskins at 10, Tampa at 9, Chargers at 8. Boy, Chargers at 8. Green Bay at 7, Minnesota at 6, his Bills at 5.
What? Come
on. I think that's an underplay.
I think it's underplay.
Baltimore at 4. Philly at 3. Detroit 2. And KC at 1. Let's see. Down here to Mr. Jessinator.
Got the Dolphins at 14.
Yeah. Jesse has Denver at 14.
Boy!
I know, no love for Denver.
Wowzers.
Green Bay at 13. Woo! Houston
with a U.
Yeah, at 12. He's got the Rams at 11. The way he wrote it, it almost looks like Carolina. Because he wrote LAR and it looks like CAR. Oh, yeah.
Dude, cat, you cannot lay on the desk.
You got Animal Kingdom going on over there.
Oliver coming up. Bucko trying to lay on my sheet and knock the phone over.
He's got Rams at 11. He's got the Redskins at 10. He's got Pittsburgh at 9.
Boy, oh, fuck.
Boy, oh, fuck. he's got Minnesota 8. Chargers at 7. Tampa Bay at 6.
Oh,
he also has Buffalo at 5.
Jesus Christ.
Philly at 4. Baltimore 3. Detroit 2. And KC at 1.
Nice. You want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, like everything else, it can be how you look at it. I mean, I didn't try to think about it like, well, I think this team's going to lose this weekend. So they're, I kind of tried to go how I think the teams are.
Yeah. Whether that's the way I did it.
Whether I'm right or not, whatever. But my 14 is the Steelers. I mean, I texted the group. Wouldn't shock me if they win 16-10 over Baltimore today. I'm almost half expecting it.
Right, yeah.
But boy, it's hard. They're looking pretty fucking rotten right now coming in. Now it's a new season, but Steelers to me looking pretty bad. 13, I've got Houston. Houston. Again, this just not impressed. I mean, look, they had such a surprise year last year, and everybody just had them taking a step and being a Super Bowl contender this year, and it just maybe hasn't worked out. So I still like Stroud, but I just not they got some problems there in Houston. 12, I got Tampa. I know you the Baker boner, and I definitely probably have them in my top five if I was voting on MVP, but I don't know. Man, I just wasn't impressed in a game they had to win against the fucking Saints and the struggle they had there. 11, I have Washington Redskins. 10, I've got the Chargers. 9, I have the Rams. 8, I've got everybody's doormat, the Broncos. Look, they could get blown out of the water today or tomorrow. They're I think the biggest, second biggest dog behind the Steelers this weekend. They got a tough draw, but they are playing really, after a bit of a slower start, they're playing really good football. Bo Nix is playing really well. Defense is playing well. Their game translates to the road, and they're well coached. So, yeah, I've got the Broncos 8. 7, I've got the Packers. 6, I have the Eagles. I mean, 6 is a good spot. I just am as high as other people. I just – and if they get into something where they got to have a passing game shootout, they could be in trouble.
Right.
5, I got the Vikings, man. I mean, why? They still translate to a pretty good team. 4, I've got the Ravens. 3, I've got the Bills. And I'm just going to say what I'm going to say because it's the exact same thing Kylie would say as if he was here. My Super Bowl matchup in the preseason was the Chiefs beating the Lions. Both these teams have some warts with injuries or whatever. There's no perfect team in this ranking. So I got Lions 2, Chiefs 1.
Right. Yeah, my preseason Super Bowl was Green Bay beating Houston.
Pretty well, they're sure both that's... in the dance.
Both yeah, in the they're dance. Both in there, but, not...
You probably don't have them 1 and 2, is what you're saying.
Right. So my 14, I got Houston at 14. That would probably be, I don't know. I guess nothing this weekend, I guess nothing would really overly shock me.
Right.
Denver winning. I don't know. Denver's played good, though. I don't know. Nothing would probably overly shock me this weekend, but boy, I really don't think Houston's got much of a shot at anything. 13, I got Pittsburgh. Yeah, they exactly what you said. We've all seen playoff Lamar. We've all seen him throw 100 picks and overthrow 100 guys in the playoffs and just totally look like shit. And especially against Pittsburgh, who, except for the last time they played when Baltimore kind of handled them, boy, Pittsburgh just always seems to play good against Lamar. So, yeah, would not shock me at all to see Pittsburgh win that game today. But yeah, they've looked bad. So they're 13. 12, I got the Redskins. The Daniels, right? The quarterback.
Yeah.
He's been good. He
started out really super hot, and I think he's cooled off a bit. He's certainly been good.
Yeah, I think he's cooled off too. He's still a rookie. I don't think their defense is the greatest. So I don't know. not overly impressed with them. 11, I got the Rams. I don't know what to, I don't know what to think about the Rams.
I know it.
I don't know. I guess we'll see, but 10, I have Denver. Playing well. The only thing that worries me with Denver is, like, their defense for most of the season has been, you know, was really good. And then, boy, it seems like down the stretch, they've been getting pretty leaky, you know, like giving up a lot of points. And so we'll see what happens there. 9, I got the Chargers. Basically, I got them as high as I do just because of Harbaugh, basically. I mean,
oh, he's got them playing. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
give them a couple more off seasons where he can do more of what he wants to do. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't really necessarily think they're that talented of a team, but boy, you know, maybe the most well coached team of the playoff teams, you know. Other than Walrus Boy in Kansas City, maybe.
Walrus Boy, yeah. Kind of hard to argue.
8, I got Green Bay. That's Watson being out. Boy, it'll be interesting to see how much that affects them, because, boy, that could be huge. So, I don't know. Maybe that I just kind of thought of that. It might have, should have maybe sunk them down a little lower, but, man. It is what it is. 7, I got Tampa, basically because of my Baker boner.
Sure.
The guy just wills that team to win. You know, like,
right.
You know, like,
well, even this, when they needed to figure out a way to come to life and beat the Saints. I mean, it's,
yeah, he just
Baker.
He just willed them to win, you know, like, I don't know. I don't, you know, do I expect them to make like a deep run? No, but boy, they could, I don't know. If a team in the NFC is going to throw a monkey in the wrench, I think it is going to be them.
Sure.
6, I got the Vikings, man. I think, yeah, like you said, I think they're a good team still, even though they got ass raped. Butt fucked on national TV, Dwayne. But I still think they're a good team. 5, I got Lamar in Baltimore. We'll see if Mr. MVP can fucking do something in the playoffs for once.
Yeah.
I still think it's horseshit that, you know, it's looking like he's going to be the MVP again. I just,
right.
I just don't get it. 4, I got Philly. Three, I got Detroit. I got Buffalo too. I'm starting to get all in on Buffalo making it to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I think it's their year.
Awesome. That'd be awesome.
And I got KC 1. So they're just, what do you say about Kansas City? I mean, you know, you wipe out that last game because it wasn't, you know, they were sitting everybody. Right. They only lose one fucking game all year, and everybody says that, you know, this is the worst they've looked probably since Mahomes has been there, maybe, you know, like,
yeah.
But they just find ways to win, you know, it's just crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Can't beat them.
they play so many close games that they're never going to fold under the pressure. They're right at home, down,
yep,
less than a touchdown. No matter what the scenario is or how much time's left, they're not going to panic. They've just been there, done that. I mean,
yeah. Yep. It's kind of like the Patriots back in the day when Brady was there, you know, they were never out of it, you know, like.
Yeah. And it, know, Reed always has something up his sleeves when they need a big play. Whether it's a play to close out the game so the other team never gets the ball again, or they need a drive. He's just the old saying, he's playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers.
Right.
All right. Well, now we see, you know, that's the power rankings. Now we see how we pick these games. 4:30 this afternoon. Chargers at Houston.
Every year. How many games was it that Houston's been in the playoffs? And they've all started at
all been Saturday, 4:30.
Yeah. Was it like 11 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
The, you know, the who gives a shit time slot.
Yep, pretty much. Like the opening band.
Yeah, yeah.
On a festival. The band that plays at 9:30 and there's four of us there with a beer screaming, yeah.
Yeah. Or like what was it, the one show we went to? Was it Droid?
Yeah, they didn't even let the people in.
Yeah, they were like, they only had two songs left in their set by the time everybody got let in.
Yeah, they didn't even open the doors by the time of this band's trying to play and make a name for themselves, and they're playing to the popcorn vendors.
Yeah. That's Houston. They didn't, no respect.
That's Houston, yeah. And I'm not going to respect them. I'm going 20-18 Chargers in a bit of a yawner.
Yeah, a little yawny fest.
Just Chargers control it, run 50 times. And then they've got Herbert, who's looking decent. I think he's getting healthy. He just makes throws when they need him. And they stick to their plan. That's the thing. They stick to the formula. They run the football. They play. They're well coached. They play fundamentals. And I'm taking the Chargers because I just don't. Not gonna shock me, but I don't see much of a playoff run here for Houston.
Yeah, the Chargers. You know, they basically just play Harbaugh ball. You know.
Yeah, Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. yeah, I went Chargers also. You know, like I said, with my power rankings, I was gonna say that would be the one game that would kind of shock me if Houston, because I just don't really think much of Houston. But you know, Chargers haven't been world beaters either, I guess. But boy, I really don't think Houston has it in them. So I got a little wider margin. I got Chargers winning 30-17.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I think they kind of pull away eventually. Jesse has the Chargers. And oh wait, did he give her? Oh no, Jesse never gives scores. I forgot. Kylie has the Chargers very tight, 21-20. And Wallace has the Chargers 23-17.
Clean sweep for the road team. Yeah. So Houston's going to win 40-12.
Yeah.
Be that game we've been waiting for Houston to have all year.
Yeah, they'll finally have it. And I'll have life again with my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 8:00 tonight, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, boy, everybody's happy about that.
Oh, I'm sure. You got to have 17 different streaming services to watch all the games.
Especially
good job, Goodell. Good job, Goodell. Way to make sure the league is taking care of the fans.
Right.
Well, I mean, part of me wants to pick Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I'm not going to be staying on this Lamar train too deep into the playoffs. I already said that last year after they shit their pants against the Chiefs. But I can't do it. I think they just find enough. 20-16 Baltimore.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh's offense is struggling.
Right. Yeah. You know, like we said, you know, it certainly wouldn't shock me to see Pittsburgh pull this one out, but I can't pick it. I got Baltimore. I got slightly higher scoring than you. I got 27-18 Baltimore. Mm. Weird score.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lamar goes crazy and throws a career high 203 yards in the playoffs.
Yeah. Wallace has Baltimore.
Oh, really quick of note, I forgot that their number one receiver there in Baltimore, Zay Flowers, is out.
Oh, you know, I think I did see that. Yeah.
Lamar would have just overthrown him anyway, so I don't think it matters, but right. just to throw it out there.
Wallace has Baltimore. He's got it 24-13. And Kylie's got Baltimore. He's got 26-20.
Mm.
And Jesse also has Baltimore.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweeper. So Pittsburgh's
super definitely... wild card weekend. Two clean sweeps. Right. And I believe both of these are bonus pointers. So, you know, good job, NFL. We really needed these extra fucking teams. All right. On to Sunday. I'm going to let you go first and tell the fellas because I'm going to take a pee break. But we got a big one. Wish Kylie was here. One of the... You know, Eric Wallace is alive with the Steelers, and Kylie's alive with the Bills. And if Russ did the podcast, he'd be alive with the Vikings.
Right.
But he doesn't. Yeah. So,
real quick, he was all disgruntled about that Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
That had a chance to get the number one seed.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Denver Broncos at the Bills. The funny thing I remember about this, when Kylie started doing the sort of weekly playoff thing, it was at that time Denver was in the position to play Buffalo, so it ended up holding through. So I'll let you start, and I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, Denver at Buffalo. Denver is a real interesting team. I mean, well coached, like we say, with Sean Payton. Bo Nix has been playing pretty damn good as a rookie. That's another thing. I'll get Munch's opinion on this when he comes back, but I just kind of thought of it. But everybody's been saying that Daniels for Washington kind of had the the rookie of the year wrapped up, but boy, what about Bo Nix? I mean, again, I'm sure everybody goes by the numbers, and I just don't necessarily think that is always the case, even though, Washington does have a better record than them, but still, I don't know if that should be an open and shut case is what everybody's saying. Do you have an opinion on that, Munch?
What's that?
Well, it just kind of popped into my head. Everybody's kind of saying that Daniels has the rookie of the year wrapped up, but what about Bo Nix? I mean, should he be in the conversation?
I thought that same thing. Actually, while I was having lunch today, I was sitting out in the dining room eating, looking at ESPN, and I thought, for as hot as Jaden Daniels started, and of course he was in the Hall of Fame after like four games.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I have nothing against Jaden Daniels. I get sick of everybody. Oh, the Bears should have taken Jaden Daniels. Whatever quarterback the Bears would have taken would have been under the same terrible culture, same terrible coaching.
Right.
But I don't think Caleb had half a bad year if you really look at it. But so I have a little chip about that. But as hot as Jaden Daniels started, Bo Nix has finished, in my opinion.
Right, right.
I you know, it's probably a quarterback award too. You could look at that receiver, Brian Thomas, in Jacksonville too. And the kid in the Raiders, the tight end, Bowers. But it will probably be a quarterback award. And, yeah, I don't know that Daniels should have it locked up totally. I think Bo Nix has had a hell of a year.
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely he should be in the conversation. I don't think it should be a, you know, a sealed done deal.
I'd agree with that.
So, yeah, I was talking about that, so I didn't even actually get my pick yet. But, yeah, I went Buffalo. Like you said there a little bit ago, Denver kind of, you know, kind of drew a bad card for the first round, having to go to Buffalo. I mean, that's a tough place to play. One thing's for sure, the cold shouldn't bother them. I mean, they should be used to that, so that's right. One thing. But yeah, just a tough place to go in and play, especially this time of year. So yeah, I went Buffalo. I think it'll be. I got it as a one score game. It should be close. I could see Buffalo blowing them out. Maybe. I mean, Denver has been blown out a couple times this year, but I would think it should be a close game. I got Buffalo winning 34-27.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this another clean sweep, I bet, I would assume?
Let me look. So, Wallace has Buffalo. He's got it 30-21. Kylie has Buffalo. Close to the same score. He's got 30-20. And, yes, Jesse also has Buffalo.
So, yeah, so I gave away. I have Buffalo. I have it very close. Of all the games this weekend, though, this is the one I could see an ass hammering out of all of them. And look, I'm kind of proud of myself. I picked Denver to get a wild card in my preseason, and they did. And I think they're well coached. I think their game translates. So I picked it 26-23. However, I could see Buffalo just, you know, if this thing turns into a bit of a track meet, I mean, yeah, Bo Nix has been good. I mean, they got that Courtland Sutherland, but that other guy, the receiver, is making fucking plays every week. I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
He's the guy that caught the fourth down touchdown against the Bengals. And then he's been good. I can't think of his name because I'm an idiot. But so, yeah, I'm picking it close. Buffalo seems to kind of get off to these slow starts in these wild card games. I could see him blowing Denver out of the building if Denver's not careful. But I do think Denver's well coached. They play the right kind of football. I think Buffalo better be careful.
Right. Yeah. For a first round game, you know, normally you maybe kind of comfortable in the first round, but yeah, I wouldn't feel overly comfortable in this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything can happen in these games. So, all right. Well, three games, three clean sweeps. I feel like that's going to change here. Green Bay at Philly. Jalen Hurts is back. He's cleared the concussion protocol. That was in question,
right?
really up till a couple days ago. Look, Green Bay is kind of not everybody's, but Green Bay is one of those darling picks. Could they make a run like last year? I I don't know. I think they're a little too banged up. It wouldn't shock me, but Watson going out, that's a big play. That Dobbs is a good receiver. He's been banged up. I think Jordan Love's been banged up all year with all kinds of different things. And he hasn't looked quite right in spots. I mean, the Bears had him in pretty good check last week before he got hurt. I don't totally trust Philly, but I'm going 26-22 Philly.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a hell of a lot of Barkley versus Josh Jacobs in this game. We like running the football. This should be a good one for you.
Yeah, if this was a close to fully healthy Green Bay team, I probably would have went them. But yeah, I just think they're a little too banged up, and I think they have. I think their defense has been banged up for a little bit too. So I think like they got one of their, it seems like one of their top corners is out, I think, or something, but yeah, I went Philly. I just think Green Bay is a little too banged up. Again, I got one score. I got 31-24 Philly. I think Green Bay is good enough. They shouldn't get blown out. Philly's been a little iffy here and there too. So, but yeah, 31-24. And Mr. Wallace has Philly. He's got 28-23.
I bet Kylie has Green Bay.
Kylie has Philly. he's got it 34-28. And the Jessinator also has Philly. So another clean sweep.
Another clean sweep. Is it possible that the Sunday night game is going to be a clean sweep?
Right.
Washington at Tampa. The Baker Boner.
The Baker Boner.
And I will be honest, in my power rankings, I had Tampa 12, Washington 11, because I initially picked Washington to win this game, but I changed my pick after doing the power rankings. I've got Tampa.
Ooh.
I initially kind of went Washington. I had to wash the taste of that. I didn't like the way Tampa started that Saints game, needing to win to get in. But I changed course. I just think Tampa's a better all-around team. So I'm going in a barn burner, 34-30 Tampa.
Oh man, we are almost dead nuts on our score.
Oh yeah.
I also went Tampa. I mean, come on.
Right. I think clearly.
I'm not going against my Baker boner.
No.
Especially against the fucking Redskins.
Sure. Right. That'd be blasphemy.
But yeah, I got Tampa also in a little bit of a barn burner. I got 33-30.
Oh, wow.
Tampa. Yeah,
we're close.
And this is going to be our first split.
Ah, finally.
Yes. Mr. Wallace has Redskins 28-24. Kylie went Tampa. He's got 27-20. And Mr. Jessinator has Tampa. So I guess it's just Wallace. Lone Wolf. And the Redskins.
The Lone Wallace.
The Lone Wallace. The Lone Wallace Wolf.
Wow. Okay. Super duper wild card weekend. We could all be wrong, though.
Oh, I know, right?
Minnesota at the Rams in Arizona.
Yes.
Due to the crazy wildfires out there in California. Oh.
Yeah, I've been...
Can't imagine.
I haven't really watched like much coverage of it, but you know, I've been reading about it here and there, and seeing all, you know, of course there's all kinds of you know, celebrities and whatever. I've been seeing a lot, you know, different ones of them that are, you know, lost their homes and
yeah,
just crazy. Now, is it, I haven't, is it still going? Are they still going?
Yeah, they've made some headway, but they, I guess Tara was telling me, they only have it like 11% contained.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, I guess some of the big winds have died down, which has helped.
That was the biggest problem, right?
Yeah, helped with the spread there. So, Jesus, can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's just devastating. I mean... Yeah. I was even seeing on the One Eye Doll fan page, getting away from football for a second, the One Eye Doll fan page, the lady that used to run their merch table, she lives there and she had to evacuate. She, and I'm pretty sure she said she lost her, you know, she lost her house.
Wow.
She lost all of her, she had all kinds of, you know, memorabilia from, you know, those days. And
sure.
She had, you know, stuff that from like her family, like her grandmother had left her and, you know, stuff like that. And,
you know,
just.
Even if people have insurance and stuff, or even, you know, I'm sure people don't have a lot of sympathy for these celebrities. You lose things that can never be replaced by any amount of money.
Right. Right. And she posted on her own page, but somebody had shared it to the One Eye Doll page. And, she was saying there, you know, what happened and everything she had lost and that. And she's like, all I'm asking from all you guys is, post your, you know, your pictures and videos from back then. She's like, that's all I'm going to have from those days anymore. You know? So
yeah,
it was just sad. I mean,
yeah, really terrible.
So
the game's been moved. So the Rams get to win the division and get a home game, and they've got to play in Arizona. So that's the way it is. Minnesota, a win away from having a bye and home field throughout, and they got to travel for a playoff game with their 14 wins in a dangerous game. Darnold cannot be off, but I'm going to go Minnesota 30-26.
Yeah, I went Minnesota also. That's the biggest thing. Like just what you said, Darnold, you know, it really looked like he was, I don't know if the pressure got to him last week or what it was, but he was off for whatever reason. He was off. And, you know, he's got to get that in check this week, you know, because I think they're the better team. If they play like they're capable, they should win this game. I mean, that's just how I feel. I went Minnesota. I got 27-24 of Vikings, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're a well-rounded team. As long as Darnold gives his receivers some sort of chance, they're going to catch the ball. I mean, you look at this game on paper with the skill positions on each team. It's an exciting matchup for sure.
And I like that Minnesota coach.
Oh, yeah.
Can't think of his name.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about him, but I think it was before that game last weekend, I think I was watching a little bit of the pregame or something, and they had like a little interview with him or something. And I don't know. I just, the way he talks and.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I believe he's on an expiring contract. Like they haven't gotten an extension done with him. Now, I don't know if it's just they've offered and he's kind of like, or what, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just impressed with him. And then, you know, you look what he's done with that team. I mean, with Darnold, you know, like,
right.
I mean, I remember in the preseason, because they had drafted that guy, the guy from Michigan, right?
J.J. McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah, and when he went down in the preseason, I thought, you know, I don't know if I was the only one, but I thought they were just done. You know, I'm like,
oh, I did too. I might have picked the Bears over them in the standings, yeah. Because.
Yeah, you think, oh, Christ, because, you know, it was pretty apparent.
Darnold was a journeyman that hadn't done much.
Yeah, and it was apparent that they were going to have to go with Darnold at quarterback. And I remember telling Russ at work, I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I said, they're done. They're done before the season even starts, you know?
Right.
And
they weren't done.
Yeah, they weren't. But lo and behold, I mean, 14-3 later, it's like, Jesus Christ, you know? So, let's see. Mr. Wallace went Rams.
Yeah, that was one of his Super Bowl picks, right? So,
yeah, I think it was. He's got it 30-24, Rams. Kylie has Minnesota. And he has the exact same score, 30-24 Minnesota.
Mm.
And Mr. Jessinator also has Minnesota. So we got Wallace Lone Wolf again.
Wow.
He's going to lose that. What is he in third, or is Kyle? It's him and Kylie, I think, fighting for third.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's in third.
Eric could gain. But yeah, my sheet's not official, but I also have Washington as 3.5 points. So if that is true, Wallace could pick up 3.
Yeah.
In the standings, and the rest of us are, you know,
yeah,
in the hold. So yeah, I hope the games are good. You know me, I used to be all about wild card weekend, and it's been a little lackluster, to say the least, in recent
years. For a couple of years.
But I mean, Green Bay Philly should be good, Washington Tampa should be good, Rams Minnesota should all be good, and then the other ones have potential to be good. I mean, Chargers Houston, I would think, has a chance to be good. I mean, ugly but good.
Chargers Houston, I think, has a chance to be close. I don't know necessarily about good.
Right. It's ugly. You're right. It might not be that much fun to watch. And then, I mean, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, I feel like, too. If that's close, it's going to be ugly.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Unless Big Russ starts hitting moon balls to Pickens somehow.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh. Well, that's all the games. That's all the power rankings. Yeah, I mean, just to recap, we talked a little on our coaching stuff, but Black Friday or Black Monday wasn't overly crazy, but, you know, Gerard Mayo gets fired after a year. I just never understand that the guy was the coach and waiting for 5 years. So, like, Bob Kraft is a terrible owner.
Right.
He just got so lucky with Belichick and Brady. The guy has no clue. He figured, I'm not getting in the Hall of Fame with Gerard Mayo as my coach. I do something here. And then the Raiders waited. They didn't fire Pierce right away, and then they fired him. And then Jacksonville fired Peterson, but they didn't fire the GM, which was kind of strange. Obviously, the Jets, Bears already had openings. Saints, obviously, were with a interim coach. They fired Kylie's favorite coach, Dennis Allen, earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, is that it for new? There weren't a whole lot of other new openings. And then obviously Dallas is, you don't know what's going to go on with Dallas, whether they're going to have an opening or bring back Fats McGee.
Only Jerry knows, and we're not sure if he even knows.
Jerry doesn't know. He thinks he knows, but then he doesn't know. Unfortunately. Well, that's it. And
yeah, the other one that I was thinking could maybe open up was the Giants, but I saw they said they're sticking with Dable.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to stick with those guys and they're going to try to get their quarterback and then they're going to win 3 games next year and then they're going to fire, you know, they're just, yeah, they're just delaying it.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy. So yeah, we'll pare the field down and then next week we'll have the divisional round and hopefully Kylie and maybe Wallace will join and have a little bit more of a group. But we've held down the fort the last few weeks and hopefully you enjoyed the show. And that's all I've got. Do you have anything else?
I think that's it. Tap that
ass. We tapped that ass on the NFL this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a whole.
Gonna maybe throw some records on again today while I watch the games and.
Yeah, I was planning on that. I had a few I wanted to listen to. I hadn't gotten to a couple records, put the games on, boring games on, hang out a little bit and chill out now that I'm actually at least feeling decent enough to feel halfway like I'm in the land of the living.
Right.
All right. Well, hope you enjoyed the show. This was Munch the Uno. Until next week, I'm out.
Yeah, this is Stanko. No more Dallas games, so doesn't really make sense to say go Cowboys. So I guess it's just until next week, see how this super wild card weekend goes and see who's alive for next week. And yeah, like you said, hopefully we can get Munch the Dose back and maybe Wallace. And maybe we can get a Jesse or Stewie sighting.
Yeah. Who knows?
Get the big old round table back for divisional round.
Maybe even get Noof back.
Right? So, yeah, until next week, this is Stanko. Bye-bye.